USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The mayor of Buffalo, New York, is praising police for saving lives after Saturday's mass shooting that killed 10 people at a supermarket. Tyriza Patterson lost her husband in the attack and tells the Today Show about hearing the news.
We all have a set time, but why they had to leave this way? That was my response. I didn't know if I should be angry. I didn't know if I should be hurt. It's all different kind of emotions, but the first thing I thought of, why this way?
Severe thunderstorms are forecast to pound the Northeast today. Communities from New England to the Carolinas can expect rain with hail and strong destructive winds. Tornadoes also can't be ruled out. Cities like New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Washington, Richmond, and Raleigh all are under the gun for the possible severe weather. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Some parents are struggling to find baby formula as many states experience a supply shortage. South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune tells Fox and Friends that the Biden administration did not react quickly enough.
They're paying more for everything, and in cases like baby formula, which, you know, basic survival items, when you can't get it, that is a major crisis, and one certainly that they should have anticipated a long time ago.
The Food and Drug Administration says they are working with foreign manufacturers to increase the supply of formula. The White House says they are working to reduce inflation with legislation, such as the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law, which will improve supply chains by creating more jobs while improving America's infrastructure. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, will be the commencement speaker at the West Point graduation on Saturday. About 1,000 cadets will be commissioned as second lieutenants in the Army during the ceremonies. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Terry Stroman lost her home in the California Coastal Fire, a wildfire in Southern California that recently destroyed about 20 homes. She says she is grateful her family is still alive.
We had about 10 minutes to evacuate. We were able to get our pets out, and then we all came back, and we're watching 3 hours of our whole neighborhood go down.
Fire officials say about 900 homes have been evacuated, but no injuries have been reported so far. High winds have posed a challenge to firefighters' efforts against the blaze. Special Counsel John Durham's investigation into Hillary Clinton's campaign reaches court for the first time today. The federal case alleges that Michael Sussman concealed his political involvement when he brought allegations against Donald Trump's campaign in the 2016 election. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says he believes this is one of the biggest political scandals in American history.
I think it's a very important first step to try to get to the bottom of what was happening during the campaign and how it is that the FBI used its investigative powers to target Donald Trump's campaign.
And finally, McDonald's is going to sell its business in Russia 2 months after suspending operations over the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The company citing the humanitarian crisis caused by the war in Ukraine and said Monday that the continued ownership in Russia is no longer tenable or consistent with McDonald's values. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.